We're going to go old school this week. Welcome to Fire Footwear, everybody. Man, it has been a long time since I have heard that song. Now, I want to shout out a listener, follower, friend, really, and that's Kari. No, not sneaker fetish, but Kari is a friend of mine, lives in the DMV, found this podcast, found all of this because of my appearance on Sneak Disc podcast last year, over a year ago. And he and I were chatting the other day, and he said that he missed the old theme song. And I had to think back, which theme song is that? And the one that you heard at the top of the show, if you have found this podcast since April of 2023, then you have only heard the one that I always play. That is the first one. And I have to admit, hearing it again, I think I had grown tired of it. And at one point, I thought, I need a change. It sounds a little corny. Hearing it back again, I really, really like it. And maybe we'll keep it. I don't know. You let me know. Find me on Instagram, TikTok, all that stuff. If you've listened before, you know how to find me at Fire Footwear Pod. Let me know. What do I want to talk about this week? At the top of the show, I talked about how I wanted to go old school. And it was sort of a tongue-in-cheek play on using the old theme song. But really, when I say I want to go old school, I want to think about the roots of why I started this. And I realized that it's 2025 now. I started this podcast in another name in 2021 and restarted it in September of 2022. And we're sitting here, it is July 3rd of 2025. And all of this has grown so much. No, I'm not famous. No, I'm not one of the best creators out there in terms of popularity, but I've spent a lot of time making content, spent a lot of time connecting with people, and I have spent a lot of time connecting with the sneaker community in a way that has really blown me away. I think I've been very nostalgic lately, just thinking about how much time has passed, not because any of this is coming to an end, but I think when you see growth and you see a path forward, it's very healthy to take a look back at what you've done to this point. And I've realized that I think many people who have found me now know me in this form because you've been around long enough to know that, oh, this is what Matt does. This is what Fire Footwear is. And I really think it's important that I open myself up to you more than I have recently because I think a lot of people think that they know me and maybe don't know me as much. And I want to talk about myself in a way that gets us around to conversations that happen in the sneaker community. I say a lot of times that I had another topic prepared, but in full transparency, I hadn't even thought about what I wanted to talk about this week. We've talked about a lot. We talked about urban necessities. We talked about social media, sneaker moments, stuff like that. And my creative juices have been really with YouTube reels and that kind of video format. For some reason, I go through ebbs and flows with what I feel really good with. Audio has always been my home base, and I feel very comfortable behind the mic in front of nobody. I feel very comfortable without notes. There's a lot that I do in the audio space that makes me feel good. Video has just been ticking a lot of boxes lately, and I felt very, very comfortable. But one of the byproducts of the video content has been connection. And that's what got me to think about my journey through all of this. So if you'll excuse me, we're probably not going to talk about silhouettes, colorways, releases, any of the news that maybe is happening in sneakers. But honestly, right now, it's a little bit slow. We're halfway through the year. So I want to reintroduce everybody to who I am, why I'm here, why this journey means so much to me. So if you stick around for that, hopefully you learn something, and I appreciate everybody who does. I think about me in this space. I think about sneaker culture, think about sneakers in general, and I look at the people that are populating this area that we all traffic in. People from all walks of life. There's so many different people. I look at myself in the mirror every day, and I like who I see. Yes, I could lose some weight, but I like who I see. I like the man that I am at age 42. I like who I've become in this life. Content creation has had a lot to do with that. In 2020, a lot changed for me, a lot changed for the world. The biggest thing that happened for me, two things that happened for me, was I had a son. I became a father, and that was a huge moment for me. I remember thinking that it was going to change my life forever in ways that were sort of scary, to be honest. I didn't feel like I was going to lose anything per se, because I had already been through the phase in my life where I felt like I had sowed my oats, I'd done all the partying, things like that. I was ready. I was ready to settle down, and I didn't feel like I was going to go from some huge socialite life to all of a sudden just being a dad. And by the way, congratulations to you, Tim, out there. I know you became a father earlier this year, and I know it's been rough, but let me tell you, buddy, you will get through it. And any dad out there who has been through it the same way that Tim is going through it, trust me, man, it's worth it. 2020 also had the pandemic, and that's not something that happened to me, but it did happen to everybody. But the pandemic forced me to slow down, a lot. It took a little bit for that to happen, because when you have a newborn at home, for those of you who are parents, boy, oh boy, the newborn phase is rough. And you're just kind of trying to survive for 3 months. And that 3 months was up, and I was looking at myself and looking at where my life was headed, and realized that for many years in my marriage and in my household, I had held in things that had made me unhappy. And I needed to start embracing those things. I needed to start vocalizing those things. Rewind even further back and you get to 2015. I've talked about my mom in this podcast before, but 2015 was a huge moment because it's when our estrangement started. And that's when the seeds of who I am today were planted. That's when they started to be cultivated. I got married. I started to discover things about myself, embrace things that I loved, things that I used to suppress about myself. Because, and no offense to my mom in death, but she made me believe that I couldn't be these things and still be a desirable person. I couldn't get married. I couldn't be a desirable person in the workplace. I had to fit this mold that she thought that I should fit. And then, of course, as you know, I was in New York City for a WWE event. I go to Flight Club. That story has been told here before, but that was another piece in the puzzle to getting us to where we are. I dove really deep into sneakers. I generally tend to dive into things that I love because I'm passionate about things I want to learn. I don't ever half-ass anything. And then in 2020, I had a nervous breakdown. I had a mental breakdown 3 months into being a father, but that moment in time changed everything for me. It made me realize that the time is now, to quote John Cena, and I started to take care of myself. Mental health-wise, I started to take care of myself. And then in August of 2020, after years of wanting to do it, I started a podcast. I recorded a 17-minute episode that is still out there somewhere in the ether. It's called Soulfully Casual. Go to episode one, and you're going to hear me behind a microphone for the absolute very first time. It may give you a deeper appreciation to how fluid all of this is behind the microphone. I'm proud of the growth that I've had, but that moment was a seminal moment because it started all of this. I started on a TV tray, not more than 10 feet away from where I'm sitting right now, a $17 Amazon microphone, a 6-year-old laptop that I hadn't touched in years. I had literally dusted off. And I started. I talked. Didn't know what I was going to talk about. Didn't have a clue what I was doing, but I talked. I recorded into a free software that was Audacity at the time. Still is Audacity, still free. No clue what I was doing. Started talking, said a lot, you know, a lot. And basically that raw audio went out and was my first episode. And since that day, we've been climbing toward all of this. And I remember thinking that the love of sneakers that I have at some point is going to intersect with this. I've been very open on this podcast that there was a phase in my sneaker life where I was conflicted on what I thought the culture wanted me to be as a member of this culture, that I needed to be a certain way to be accepted by people in this culture, because I saw so many people. I remember being a member of Soul Savvy when it was in its infancy in 2019, and my goodness, great people in that group at the time, but they were obsessed with sneakers. And I couldn't be obsessed with sneakers. I just didn't have the space in my house, the space in my head to be that obsessed with sneakers. And all of them had everything that was hype. And you see everywhere on social media, all these postings, you should want this shoe. This shoe is the shoe of the year, all this stuff. And I got caught up in all of that, not understanding what I should be doing in this culture and what the culture actually is. And I went down the route of replica sneakers, and I've been very open about that. It's not something that I hide. It's not something that I feel ashamed of. It's part of this journey. And I realized that access to everything didn't make me any better of a sneakerhead than it would have had I had nothing. That the way to live in this culture for me is to get what I want. And I mean that in buy what I like, buy what's available, and live your life that way. Live the culture that way. Replica sneakers also taught me a lot about the community in general. And so I value that time period. And the other reason that I value that time period is because that's what started me down sneaker content. The first ever video that I made was a review of a replica sneaker. And I did a bunch of those. And I learned very quickly there was no end to all of that. That it was going to end in something that was unsatisfactory, unfulfilling for me. And luckily, my channel got canceled. And I thought it was a godsend at the time. I was like, oh, good. I don't have to deal with that anymore. Now it's time to go down this route. I still dabbled in replica sneakers. I don't anymore. But I started Sneaker Love, which was an audio podcast that was meant to talk about shoes. It was about the love. And it truly was about that. I wanted to talk about the community. I wanted to talk about people that were influential, shoes that were influential. I started doing research. I did episodes. I remember I did an episode on Virgil, and then Virgil passed away, and that episode kind of shot. And I was like, wow, there's potential here. But I got all caught up in what I should do as a content creator, and I was doing sports stuff. I'm doing sneaker stuff, and there's so much happening in the world. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to combine all of it. And I made the mistake that a lot of content creators make in that they think if I talk to everybody, that's the key. And what I have since learned about this by obviously redefining my content or honing in my content, but also talking with people in the industry, is that if your show or your content is for everybody, then it's for nobody. And it's better to lean into the things that you are really passionate about, that you can really be yourself ramped up to 11 with. Sneakers was that. But during the time in which I didn't do Sneaker Love, it still sat out there on podcast apps. I'm gonna tell you what, it still gained followers. I would get comments sometimes. And I hadn't put out an episode in 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. And it's growing. Not fast, but it's growing. And it was that moment that I realized I've got to bring this back. And so that song that you heard at the beginning was the comeback of what was then renamed Fire Footwear. And that's where we are today. 3 years later, almost, we have nearly 150 episodes. Pales in comparison to other shows, but 150 episodes. We've gained a lot of followers, made a lot of connections. Again, shout out to everybody who's connected with me, but a special shout out to that Instagram group. Those guys are amazing. We have a YouTube channel now, and that has 1,600 subscribers. It blows my mind. And my accounts, over 1,000 followers on Instagram. And this is not patting myself on the back. This is, I started at nothing, and here we are. And that rounds us out to the community at large, because when I brought back Fire Footwear, the entire point was sneaker stories, more specifically the people behind these shoes. Because you go on social media or YouTube or wherever, and every content creator is sitting behind a pair of shoes. Behind every pair of shoes, there is a person there. And I realize that in content outside of sneakers, most people gravitate toward information, but personalities behind that information. I think in sneakers, it's a little bit different. I think it's a little bit backwards. I think that people gravitate toward the shoes and the brands before the actual personalities. And so along this journey, the connections were the most important. They are the foundation of everything that I do here, because without you, without those connections, without those people, the human beings that are a part of sneaker culture, there is no Fire Footwear family. There is no Fire Footwear community. And if you learn nothing from me over the time period that we are connected via this podcast or YouTube or whatever, know that you, the person, the connections, the people that actually make up this culture, that's the real part for me. That's the win. I could make nothing off of this podcast. As a matter of fact, I probably lose money on this podcast. Not a lot, because I don't spend a ton of money anymore because I've invested money in this equipment already. And I use it for other stuff. It doesn't matter. It's about the connection. And I still look at the community as the catalyst for why I do this. And the community I look at and think to myself, it's sort of redefining itself. As I've immersed myself in this content journey, as I've met other creators specifically, I have learned that there are so many great creators out there who are doing things all differently. Sure, if you put us together, we may all look the same in the presentation that we're making, but one of the best things ever for me in this is that you see Mike from Sneaker History, Front Page Aaron, Haas, My First Kicks, all of those people, and I'm missing people obviously, but all of those people are doing it their way. They're putting their content out with their flair. It's authentic, it's real. You can almost tangibly touch what makes it their content. And it's fostering connection. You see it in the comment section. You see it also in the connections that they make with me and with other people. And I've obviously missed naming everybody. I could never do that because I'd leave somebody out, but you all know who you are. All of us are making connections in the community. We're doing that. We're bringing the community together. My Instagram profile calls me a uniter. That's what I want to be in this space, because I'm gonna tell you what, there's far too much division in this world, and there's far too much division in sneakers when it comes down to people hating on how others live the culture. Be very frank about this. You should live the damn culture the way that you want to. Hard stop. Never ever going to get me off of that hill. Live it the way that is best for you, that makes you the happiest. For us content creators though, we have a job, and our job is connecting with each other, connecting with the people in this culture. And I think it's important that we get away from, not just content creators, everybody gets away from just talking about the shoes, just talking about the materials, focusing on whether we're going to be able to get a shoe that we want, what social media outlets are telling us. What we should be focusing on is getting to know other people in this community, even faceless people on social media. Give a positive comment. Give some type of story. Share your knowledge. There's no reason that we can't do that. It's okay if we disagree. You don't have to like everything I like, and I don't have to like everything that you like. As a matter of fact, the culture is better when it's that way, when we can agree to disagree. You don't like shattered backboard ones? Fine, you don't have to. It's all right. This happened recently in the Instagram group where I love Toro Bravo 4s. They're coming out in 26. I'm stoked. A couple of people in the group were like, hard pass. All good. They apologize. All good. You don't have to apologize. We've made the connection. We're doing the work in this group. We're doing it outside this group too. That's the important part. And folks, that's why I do this. I do this for you. I do this for what this does for my mental health. And yes, there's a tangible benefit to that for sure. But shit, I could have any other hobby. I could do almost anything in my life. And I do other things too. But sitting here behind this microphone, in front of that camera that I'm pointing at that you can't see, that's where I'm alive. And I'm alive and continue to feel more and more alive because more and more of you have connected with me over this. And it's still not enough. I still want to hear from more of you. Even if you hate me, even if you hate this show and you hate listening to this show, I still want to hear from you because it's important. The connections are important. And so this episode isn't about sneakers at all. It's about who I am, what I'm about, and what I want from all of this, and what I'm so grateful for through all of this. I was just talking with a friend the other day, and I said, I'm still amazed at what I've been able to carve out for myself in this. There's no big brands behind this. There's no celebrities behind this. I have no connections at all in the sneaker community. And God bless the people that do. They've put the work in. It's not a matter of them being better than me. It's just, man, they've put the work in. They've been around. And kudos to them. That's the payoff. I have nothing to offer you except who I am and my genuine self living this culture. And I can guarantee you that every single time that I record an episode every single time that I publish a reel. It doesn't matter. I'm doing it because I love it, and I love the fact that we are connected wherever you are in this world, because the most random thing is you found this voice somehow, some way, and you decided to stay. You don't owe me anything, and you decided to stay. Whatever your reasons are, you are here and you are listening, and you have trusted me and made me a trusted voice in the sneaker community. Having started from zero, when zero people in the sneaker community knew who Matt Freights was, and to now get messages from people, comments from people that I respect in this community, I'm humbled. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. And I'll always be thankful. So that's me. But the question is, where are we going from here, right? This episode almost feels like turning the page of some era. It's not. Where am I going? The same place that I've been going. Continuing to be there for you, continuing to be a voice for you, a trusted person that you can contact in this space, that you can know that you're going to get good information, as good as I can make it. I'm going to be the most genuine version of myself that I can be, and I'm going to continue to work my fucking ass off for you. I'm leaving that in. That one stays. I love doing this. I love everything about the connections that I've made. Even if you are a person who has lurked and listened and never contacted, doesn't care to contact, that's fine. We've connected in some way. And the future of this podcast, of this YouTube channel, continues to be the same. Quality content, genuine content, and always, always, always united in our love for sneakers and the stories and the memories that we have and share with one another. I hope this finds everybody well, fam. I hope this finds everybody safe, and I hope you know me a little bit better. I will talk to you all next time. This is Fire Footwear.